friends. I handed him some money. Probably more than what the cab was, but I was fucked up. That nap didn't help shit except make me feel even tipsier than I already was. I walked into the hotel and headed right to the room number she had texted me. My dick was already poking through the Balmain jeans I wore as I made my way out the elevator down the hall to the room with the double doors. Like I already stated, Shorty had money because she didn't just rent a room. She had a whole suite. I used my foot to knock at the door to signal that I was here. I was looking down at my kicks when she opened the door. When I lifted my eyes, all I saw was a banging ass body in a panty and bra set. Her hair was pressed straight, and some of it was in her eyes as she looked at me through her lust-filled eyes. I knew for sure that I was going to fuck the shit out of her tonight. A nigga kept jimmies, so I wasn't worried about running up in her and not having protection. Shorty was about to get all this dick tonight. "About time you made it," she said, holding the door open. "What took you so long?" she questioned. "My nigga took my keys, so I had to hop in a cab." "What's good, though?" I looked at her through low eyes. "Like, you was checking me out, so I knew you wanted me." She smiled, then turned, letting the door hit me in the arm as she strutted further into the suite. "Oh, you knew that just from me looking at you." I plopped on the couch and watched as she brought over a bottle of Patron and two shot glasses. "You here, ain't you?" She smirked and started to pour tequila into each shot glass. As she poured, she continued to sneak glances over at me. Extending a cup to me, she took back the shot without wincing. Shorty was definitely used to this shit. "Only 'cause you kept hitting me up," I shot back. "Fuck out of here." She wasn't about to act like I was pressed when she kept hitting me up since we met earlier. I took the shot back and she refilled my shit again while I took in her appearance. She was light-skinned with a chinky eyes. She almost appeared like she was mixed with Asian or something. Earlier her hair was honey blonde, but her hair was now jet black and hanging straight down her back. She was probably heading to the salon when we ran into each other earlier. There was a cute side dimple that appeared each time she smirked or smiled. She was small in stature and had to be around 5'5", because I towered over her. However, her thickness made up for her lack of height. The shots we took added on to me already being drunk. Shorty didn't wait 1 second. She got right down to unbuckling my jeans. Shit, she made it easy for me. I thought I was going to have to sit here and chat before being able to fuck. They slid down to my ankles, and she had no problem grabbing a condom from the side table next to the couch. I watched as she ripped the wrapper open with her teeth, removed the condom, and slid it down the shaft of my dick quickly. Then her thick ass hopped up and eased her pussy right down onto my dick. I tossed my head back as I held onto her waist and guided her just how I like to be rode. Nice and slow. Shit, if only bitches made it this easy to get pussy, the world would be a better place. Shorty most definitely was trying to put on a show with the way she riding the shit out of my dick. The moaning she was doing was louder than the music she had playing in the background. "Shit, slow down, ma," I told her. Then I grabbed a tighter hold onto her waist so she would calm down. When she finally slowed her pace down, she tried to reach down and plant a kiss on my lips. I curved that shit, and it landed on my neck. We went from exchanging numbers to now fucking in her hotel room on the same day. Ain't no telling how many niggas she did this shit with. So, when she thought we were about to start kissing, I curved that shit with the quickness. Now if she wanted to suck my dick, then I was cool with that.
"You don't want to kiss me?"
she moaned as she continued to ride the shit out of my dick. By now, I had already bust two nuts, was trying to go for my third.
"Nah, I don't do the kissing shit,"
I lied. She nodded her head and started kissing me on the neck. I didn't care where she kissed me, as long as that shit wasn't on my lips. The room was spinning, and she didn't seem like she was nowhere near finished. I pulled my hat low over my eyes, released the grip I had on her waist, and let her continue to fuck the shit out of me as my eyes got heavier and heavier. Shorty was clearly fucking like she was in competition, so I was letting her do her thing.